From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you once again. Thank you for joining us today for Let the Bible Speak. We're letting the Bible speak currently on Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, the subject of which is From the Dominion of Darkness to the Liberty of the Lordship of Christ. A glorious subject and a glorious text, and I trust the Lord will bless it to your heart as we spend some time looking into God's Word together today. So stay with us through the end of the broadcast, and I hope you'll make this program part of your schedule every day and meet with us around the Word of the Lord. Now, before we turn to God's Word for today, once again, we have our daily devotional Bible reading from Isaiah 46 and verse 4. Good news for old age. Even to your old age I am He, and even to hoar hairs I will carry you. Growing old is a shock to most people. That may be why so many men and women of maturing years use the skill of the beautician to cover the hoar hairs. A leading urologist once said, retirement can be the severest shock that the human organism can sustain. He was right, for the declining years of life are in many cases fraught with worry and fear, and too often bring abandonment. Is there any more heart-rending sight than that of old men and women shut away in some institution, forgotten by family and friends? The older we get, the less use the world has for us. I know that some years ago, researchers claimed, on the basis of the histories of 400 famous men, that 66% of the world's greatest work has been done by men past 60. That encourages us that we can be useful and productive whatever our age, but it does not affect the fear of weakness and loneliness that grows with the passing of our youth. The Lord has a word of comfort for all who are in the aging process, and of course that means us all without exception. He is the same. He never ages. His love is the same. It never lessens. His sustaining grace is the same. It never weakens. Others may forget us, but the Lord will not. He promises that He will support us and carry us. No trial will overwhelm us. No waves of trouble will drown our hope. He will be with us through life. He will be there when we are dying to carry us over Jordan. He will never leave us, but will bring us safe to glory. Whatever your age or condition, Christian, rejoice that the Lord is with you. And our thought for the day, the hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. It's a fool's cap, if found in any other way.
Thank you.
Each month, Let the Bible Speak produces what we simply call the Let the Bible Speak monthly tape, or CD for those who prefer it. This is a sort of electronic magazine, and it's a very useful thing to have. For example, some older folk may have difficulty reading a magazine, but they can listen to a tape or CD. Another example, some people are pushed for time, but have time as they drive here and there in their car, and a good tape can be a means not only of making the journey more pleasant, but of spiritual blessing to their hearts. The Let the Bible Speak monthly tape or CD has an exposition of Scripture, a devotional message, and a testimony or missionary segment, all with some good Christian music. Our monthly tape or CD is available to you free of charge if you simply write or call and request it, and I hope you will. I know it will be a blessing to your heart, so get in touch today. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you.
The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feedeth. And so through all the length of days, my goodness faileth never. Good shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever.
And now it's time to turn back to Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, dealing with the delivering grace of God, bringing his people out of the dark dominion of the devil into the glorious lordship of Jesus Christ, his Son, and our Savior. I was showing yesterday that this is a delivering work, and that in that deliverance there are three strands: rescue, removal, and reception. Using the deliverance of the children of Israel as an example, we show the strength of God's purpose to bring his redeemed people into the liberty of Christ's lordship. So let's turn to the scriptures and consider this glorious deliverance.
I want you to see how strong the purpose of God here is. Pharaoh came after them to bring them back, and he perished with the best of his charioteers in the sea. He couldn't bring them back. Then there were certain carnal wretches along in the crowd, and they wanted to go back. And the people, of course, were very unsteady. They were not trustworthy. You'd have thought, surely this people will turn back. But they didn't go back. He brought them out to keep them out. And he brought them out in order, he says, to bring them in. He rescued them. He removed them. And then he received them. Salvation has all of these elements. When the Lord saves, it's not only saving from. There's such an emphasis, especially in people's testimonies, on this saving from. And that's important. You're saved from the guilt of sin, from the power of sin, from the condemnation of sin. That's a salvation from. But we do less than justice to the Lord unless we emphasize the salvation unto. God has brought us out in order to bring us in, into the fullness that there is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Out of the kingdom of darkness, out from that dark bondage of Satan, into the kingdom of his own dear Son. He has brought us in, first of all, to be subjects to Christ. Now, I want you to notice something, because this goes to the heart of an argument that has been raging in fundamentalism for quite a long time now, in what's called lordship salvation. This goes right to the heart of it. People would only pay attention to what the Bible says and get off the stupidities of their own preconceived notions, and if they would only stop the obnoxious practice of creating straw men and knocking them down, thinking they've set down a whole school of theology, if they just stick with the Bible, we'd be a whole lot better off. He's talking about deliverance here. In the next verse, he's going to expound that as redemption. So this is fundamental. This is what happens to every Christian. It's deliverance to be a subject of the kingdom of the Son of God's love. Oh yes, he's receiving us into the love wherewith he loves his Son. But nonetheless, he's receiving us as subjects of the Son of God, of the King of Grace. Now that's lordship. That is lordship. In other words, it is absolutely fundamental to the salvation of a sinner that if he is brought out from the bondage of darkness, he is brought into the liberty of the lordship of Christ. And let me emphasize that this is the perfect law of liberty. Let me emphasize that the lordship of Christ is freedom. Those people who talk about being saved while willfully rejecting the lordship of Christ are not saved. I'm going to make that statement absolutely plainly. People who think that they can sever Christ, and there is Christ my Savior from hell, and there is Christ the Lord of my life, and I can have this Christ while rejecting this Christ, they are fooling themselves. It's impossible. I'm sick listening to the vain excuses of people who ought to know better. Well, there's none of us has perfect obedience. Sure we don't, except in Christ. Sure, sanctification is a work in progress, but it is a work in progress. It is there. I am told that holiness is so important that without it no man shall see God. No man will be in heaven. When he delivers, he rescues, he removes, he receives. And that reception is bringing us into the liberty of having Christ as our Lord. A Lord of love, yes. A Lord of sympathy, yes. A Lord of infinite patience, yes. A Lord who picks up the fallen who heals the wounded and the bruised, who will not bruise the smoking flax, quench that which would be obnoxious to us. He'll not bruise it or break it. He will come. He'll uphold us. But he's still our Lord. He's our King. And that's a great joy. Because you know what it's telling me? That in love, he is going to continue the delivering work. The Shorter Catechism will give you a very good definition of Christ our King and what he's doing. But as the King, one of his great works is to subdue us unto himself and to conquer both his enemies and our enemies. But fundamentally, subdue us unto himself. That's the work of Christ our King. Now, when God brings us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, saying that that Son of his love will act as King, he didn't just save you back then, he's still saving you today. He didn't just deliver you then, he's still delivering you today. This is an ongoing work. Oh, there is an aspect of salvation that's once for all and unrepeatable. Thank God you don't need to get saved over and over and over and over again. You must be born again. There was a wee man used to sing that, and he liked just to repeat, and he was stupid in what he said and never thought of the bad theology. And he was singing, you must be born again and again and again and again. Well, obviously you don't. That's nonsense. You're born again. You're justified freely, once and for all, and equally, all Christians. But you're constantly being saved. You're constantly being delivered. You're constantly being kept. You're constantly under the work of Christ, your King. So this is the delivering work. The final deliverance, of course, is going to come when the Savior returns. In the meantime, we may die. The soul will be perfected in holiness while the body lies in the grave. But that body's going to be resurrected, and thank God Christ will give us the eternal and the full and final deliverance, what's called the adoption, the redemption of the body. Let me make one last comment. It's a divine work, this salvation, by which God brings us from the dark dominion of the devil to the liberty of the lordship of Christ. It's a divine work. It's a delivering work. But let me emphasize that it is a distinguishing work. He hath delivered us. Now the reference is not to humankind as a whole. That would be untrue. It's a reference to, verse 1, the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. It's a reference, verse 5, to those who through hearing the word of the truth of the gospel have, to use the words of verse 2, exercised faith in Christ Jesus. It's a reference to the people mentioned in verse 12, whom the Father hath qualified or made fit or sufficient for an inheritance of the saints in light. So this is a peculiar people. It's a specific body of people that he refers to. Now, it would be sound theology to say that this is a reference to the distinguishing grace of God in election. It would be sound theology to say that when God delivers us, the us speaks of the distinguishing grace of election. But in Colossians 1, it would be very poor exegesis. For Paul is not here talking about the distinguishing grace of election. He does that plentifully in other places. What he's talking about here is the distinguishing grace poured out exclusively on the believer. In other words, this is a text that is denoting and describing the reality and the power of true conversion by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what Paul's talking about. And this is the testimony, therefore, of all whose faith is in him. And I want to emphasize that because there are a couple of things that need to be said. Number one, there is a class of people who view everything through the prism of God's electing grace. They see nothing in Scripture but election, and they think that they understand it. Poor idiots, for they don't. There's a class of people, therefore, when they see a statement like this, and they say, ah, that's election. And out of that comes a second problem. And by the way, that's a problem because if you want to see just how much of a problem, let me ask you to go to Brad Carper one day and tell him to get his camera out and tell him, now, I have a nose. I want you to take a picture of me quite normally, my whole face, or my whole body even, and my nose in proportion. And he can do that. In fact, if your nose is out of proportion, you can go into Photoshop and change it and put it back into proportion, make you far better looking than you really are. But he can do that. But then ask him to start monkeying around with the different lenses that, as a photographer, he has. And let him make the nose the absolutely dominating feature, the only visible feature of your whole physiognomy. You know something? You will not have a picture. You'll not have a representation that's in any way faithful. You'll have a caricature. That's what happens when somebody takes part of the revelation of God and makes it so dominant that they ignore other important parts of the same revelation. So that's a problem.
Been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.